Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians?
请我们翻开哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
The first five verses.
从第一到第五节。
And I, when I came to you, the brethren, came not in excellency of word or wisdom, announcing to you the testimony of God.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大智对你们宣传神的奥秘。
For I did not judge it well to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
And my word and my preaching, not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
That your faith might not stand in man's wisdom, but in God's power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
The book of Revelation.
启示录。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island of Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那拔摩的海岛上。
Still chapter 1 verse 17 and verse 18.
还是第一章十七十八两节。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I'm the first and the last, and the living one.And I became dead, and behold, I'm living to the ages of ages, and have the keys of death and of Hades.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Verses 10 and 11.
第十、十一两节。
And I heard a great voice in the heaven saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ.For the accuser of our brethren has been cast out, who accused them before our God day and night, and they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their lives even unto death.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们随至于死也不爱惜性命。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts bow low in worship.
亲爱的主，我们的心俯伏敬拜。
Who in this universe loves us as you did?
在这宇宙的里面，有谁爱我们像你这样？
We thank thee that even though we are the most unworthy people,
我们谢谢您，我们虽然是最不配的人，
and yet thou willing to die for us.
但是你这样愿意为我们死。
Lord, our hearts are melted by thy love.
主啊，我们的心被你的爱来融化了。
We cannot keep back ourselves from giving over to thee.
我们实在不能够不把我们自己给你。
Thou hast redeemed us.
你救赎了我们。
For a reason, for a purpose.
为了那一个旨意。
And Lord, we do desire that thy purpose will be fulfilled in each one of us.
我们实在愿意你的旨意能够在我们每一个人身上成就。
It is not for ourselves, Lord.
主啊，不是为了我们。
It is for thee.
是为了你。
So may thy name be glorified among thy people.
哦，愿你的名在你儿女当中被高举。
May thy purpose be fulfilled in all thy people.
哦，愿你的旨意在你所有的儿女们身上得着成全。
That glory may fill the universe.
愿荣耀就充满了宇宙。
And glory to thee.
荣耀都归给你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们祷告奉你宝贝的名。
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
We do thank the Lord for being so faithful to us.
我们实在感谢主，他是那样的信实向着我们。
In the last few days,
在过去几天的当中，
He gathered us together before Him.
他把我们聚在他的跟前。
That is His love.
这是他的爱。
He does not want us to meet Him with shame.
他不愿意我们见他面的时候带着羞愧。
He is coming soon.
他很快就再来。
He wants us to meet him with joy and glory.
他愿意我们带着荣耀跟喜乐的去见他。
And that's the reason why he gave us this opportunity.
这是为什么他再给我们这样的机会。
Our prayer is that what he has said to us,
我们祷告乃是他向我们已经说过的话
will become reality in our lives.
实在能够成为我们生活里面的实际。
There is nothing more important than the eternal purpose of God.
没有比神那永远的旨意更重要的事。
We thank God that it pleases Him to reveal that purpose to us.
我们感谢神，他乐意将他的旨意向我们显现出来。
And we thank God that He has always also shown us the way to that purpose.
我们也感谢神，他把这条道路也指给我们。
Our dear brother Lance mentioned the cross and Christ.
我们亲爱的兰弟兄讲到十字架与基督。
In that eternal purpose of God,
在神那永远的旨意里面，
God's Son is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
神的儿子是在创世的时候就被杀。
He came in this world to die.
他来到这个世上为了被杀。
Not for himself.
不是为了他自己。
He has no need to die.
他不需要死。
And God never dies.
神是永远不死的。
But he died for you and for me.
但是他为你跟我受死。
On Calvary's cross,
在加麦的十字架上
the one who knows no sin died for us sinners.
不知罪的为我们死成为罪
that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
叫我们在他里面成为神的义
What amazing love is this?
这是多么奇妙的爱。
Our Lord went to the cross for our sake.
我们的主为了我们的缘故上了十字架。
On the cross, he accomplished the work that God had sent him.
在十字架上，他完成了神差他来做的工。
And he also calls us to follow him.
他也呼召我们来跟从他。
To follow him in the way of the cross.
跟从他在这条十字架的道路上。
Because that is the way that will lead us to the eternal purpose of God.
因为这条路是引我们到神永远的旨意的道路。
The scripture said,By the eternal Spirit, he offered himself spotless to God.
圣经告诉我们，他用着那永远的灵，把自己无瑕疵的献上。
Purifying us.
洁净我们。
Purifying our conscience from dead work.
洁净我们的良心。
That we may worship the living God.
叫我们能够敬拜那位永生的神。
So our dear brother Christian tells us.
我们亲爱的陈弟兄告诉我们。
It is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that leads to the cross.
是圣灵把我们带到十字架那里。
And the cross will again lead us.To the Spirit.
十字架又把我们带到圣灵的跟前。
This is a principle that is universal.
这是宇宙里面都行得通的一个原则。
The cross is the only way to the eternal purpose of God.
十字架乃是那唯一的道路，达到神永远的旨意。
Out of the cross of our Lord Jesus comes the church.
从我们主耶稣基督的十字架那里就产生了教会。
The church is his own body.
教会是他自己的身体。
And when that body is fully grown,
当那个身体长大的时候
then he will come back.And take her as his bride.
主就回来来接他的心腹。
The body of Christ, the church, is born out of the cross of our Lord Jesus.
基督的身体是从主耶稣的十字架那里诞生的。
And it is built, matured, completed also.Through the cross.
也是借着十字架在那里被建造被能够长大能够成熟。
And that's the reason why our Lord Jesus called us to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him.
这是为什么我们的主呼召我们要舍己背起我们的十字架来跟从他。
If we try to avoid our cross,
如果我们要避开这个十字架
then we find that we are not growing into Christ.
我们就发现我们就没有办法长进基督。So
we find how necessary the cross must work in our lives.
我们实在觉得这是必须的，让十字架在我们生命里面工作。It
will purify us.
会洁净我们,
it will sanctify us.
叫我们成为圣洁,
and it will transform us.
叫我们被改变,
so, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
if we love the Lord Jesus,
如果我们爱我们的主耶稣,
we love the cross.
我们就爱十字架。
We know that the cross originally is a sign of sin, of shame, of death, of curse.
我们知道十字架本来是罪、是羞耻、是死的一个表记。
But our Lord Jesus has transformed it into a symbol of love, of peace, of life, of victory.
我们的主就把它改变 成为一个爱、生命、得胜的一个记号。
And that is the reason why today we glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus.
也就是今天我们因着我们耶稣基督的十字架而得荣耀。
Now in this concluding message,
在这个结束的一次信息里面,
we would like to fellowship on the cross and the testimony of the church.
我们要交通到十字架跟教会的见证。
The cross and the testimony of the church.
十字架与教会的见证。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道教会是基督的身体。
It is the fullness of Him who fills all and in all.
是他的丰满充满在万有的里面。
All the riches of the head dwell in that body.
头一切的丰满都住在身体的里面。
And that body is the means to manifest the glory of the head.
这个身体就是能够 彰显头荣耀的那一个。
But the church is also an instrument in the hand of God.
教会也是在神手里的一个器皿。
It is an instrument for His testimony.
是为了他见证的器皿。
And that's the reason why we find the church is sometimes described as a golden lampstand.
这也为什么我们看到教会是被形容是金灯台。
We find that in Revelation chapter 1,
我们在启示录第一章的里面,
the apostle John was exiled to the island of Patmos.
使徒约翰被放逐在拔摩的海岛,
for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
为了耶稣的见证, 为了神自己的道。
And there on the Lord's day,
在主日,
he heard a loud voice behind him.
他听到后面有大声音。
When he turned around,
当他转过头来,
he saw a vision.
他看到了一个异象。
He saw there were seven golden lampstands.
他看到有七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man.
灯台中间有一位好像是人子。
We know that before John was exiled,
我们知道在约翰被放逐以前,
he was laboring for the Lord in Asia, that is Asia Minor.
他在小亚细亚为主在那里劳苦。
But after he was exiled to that island,
当他给放逐到那海岛上,
he was not able to serve the brothers and sisters that whom he loved so much.
他就不能够去服侍 他所亲爱的那些弟兄姊妹们。
So there is no wonder that on the Lord's day,
所以在主日的那一天，
He might be sitting on a rock and facing over the aging sea.
他就坐在那个向着爱琴海的大石上。
Because there he could see faintly the outline of Asia.
他可以隐隐地看到哦亚细亚的沿岸。
He must be thinking about these churches that he served.
他实在在那里在想着他所服侍的那些的教会。
But there was nothing he could do.
但他不能够为他们做什么。
And it was under that kind of circumstance.
就是在这种的情况底下。
That he heard a loud voice behind him.
他在后面听到一个大的响声。
So he turned back.
所以他就转过。
And then he saw that vision.
他就看见了那个异象。
And the Lord himself explained to us.
我们的主他自己向我们解释
that the seven lampstands are the seven churches in Asia.
那七个金灯台就是亚细亚的七个教会。
So we find that before God, the church is a lampstand.
所以我们知道在神的跟前教会乃是那灯台。
Now what is a lampstand?
灯台是什么？
A lampstand is an instrument that holds the light and lift up the light.
灯台乃是一个器皿，灯放在其上，而且它把灯高举起来。
The lampstand is not an end in itself.
这个灯台本身不是那个目的。
The lampstand is a means to an end.
这个灯台只不过是其中所使用的一个中间的物。
The meaning of a lampstand is for the light.
灯台的意义是为了灯。
Now even today, sometimes people use lampstand as an ornament.
今天用很多人用灯台作为一个装饰品。
But that lampstand will cry out and said, "I have lost my purpose."
哦，那个灯台他会说，哎呀，我失去了我的意义。
The church.Does not speak of herself.
教会不是说出她自己。
Her testimony is the testimony of Jesus.
她的见证是耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Our Lord Jesus is always at the front.
我们的主耶稣一定在前面。
And the background is the lampstand.
灯台只是背景。
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时代，
we remember how God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt.
我们知道神如何的拯救以色列人出埃及。
And he brought them to himself at Mount Sinai.
他把他们带到他跟前到西乃山的脚下。
He told them, if they keep his commandment,
他对他们说，如果他们守神的律法，
then they will be his people, and he will be their God.
他们要做神的子民，神要做他们的神。
And to differentiate them,From the whole, all the nations.
就把他们从万国里面分别出来。
As a possession of his own.
是神自己拥有的。
He gave them the law, the Ten Commandments.
他把十条诫命律法给了他们。
Now the Ten Commandments in the Word of God is also the testimony of God.
在圣经经里面，十诫律法也是神的见证。
So far as God is concerned,
从神这边来说
，the Ten Commandments that He gave is His testimony.
这十诫乃是他的见证。
No one knows God.
没有人认识神。
God is the greatest mystery in the universe.
神是宇宙当中最大的奥秘。
We know Him only because He reveals Himself.
我们认识他是因为他向我们显现。
And there you find our God reveal Himself in giving the Ten Commandments.
神为了向我们显现他自己, 他就把十诫给了我们。
The Ten Commandments speak to us of God.
十诫向我们说出了神。
What a God He is.
他是怎么样的神。
Because in the Ten Commandments, you have two tables.
因为在十诫上面有两块石板。
And on one table of stone, inscribed four commandments.
一块石板上刻着四条的诫命。
And on the other one, six commandments.
另一块石板上有六条的诫命。
On the first table of stone,
在头块的石板上面,
there are four commandments.
在那边有四条的诫命。
And these four commandments show us that God is holy.
那四条的诫命就告诉我们说神是圣的。
Aside from Him, there is no other God.
除他以外没有别的神。Now
that is holy.
那是圣的。
Holy means separated.
圣洁,圣的,乃是说是分别出来。
It means unique. Altogether different.
那是说出他是独特的,与其他不同的。
God is the only true God.
神是那唯一的真神。
There is no other God.
没有别的神。
No one is like Him.
没有任何像他的。
That is His holiness.
这是讲到他的神圣。
And because He is so holy.
因为他是那么的神圣。
Therefore He cannot be represented by any image.
所以就不能够用任何的形象来代表他。
He is spirit.
因为他是个灵。
And we must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们要在灵跟真实的里面敬拜他。
Because He is holy.
因为他是神圣的。
Therefore His name should be respected.
所以他的名要被尊崇。
We cannot idly use His name.
我们不能够随便来妄称他的名。
And we must keep Sabbath, that is, rest in His work.
我们要守安息日，我们要安息在他的工作里面。
And rest in His finished work.
安息在他所完成的工作里面。
So in the first table of stone, He shows us that He is most holy.
所以在头一块的石板上, 他告诉我们他是最神圣的那一位。
That's the reason why you find in the Old Testament time.
所以在旧约的时代,
even when it goes into the New Testament,
也就算进入新约的时代,
when there is a vision of the glory of God,
那里有神荣耀的意象,
you find the cherubims, the living creatures, will cry out, holy, holy, holy.
那你看到那个活物,那个金木伯在那里喊出说圣哉,圣哉,圣哉。
He is all by Himself.
哦,他是那独一的真神。
Above everything.
超越一切。
Cannot be compared.
哦,不能够与任何其他相比。
And He is the only one that needs to be worshipped.
他是那唯一配得敬拜的。
And then you find the six commandments in the second table of stone.
你再看到那第二块石板上的六条诫命。
And these six commandments are concerned with the righteousness of God.
这六条的诫命乃是关于神的公义。
God is holy.
神是神圣的。
And God is righteous.
神也是公义的。
He is holy in His nature.
他是神圣的, 这是他的性情。
He is righteous in His actions.
他是公义的，是在他的行为上。
And because he's righteous, therefore he wants his people to be righteous.
因为他是公义的，所以也叫他要他的百姓也是公义。
So the Ten Commandments, so far as God is concerned, that is his testimony.
这十诫从神的角度来看。
Now he has to testify of himself. Because there is no one who can testify for him. No one knows him. So he has to tell us who he is and what kind of God he is. But he gave these Ten Commandments, the law, to the redeemed people of Israel.
他把这十条的诫命就是律法给被救赎出来的以色列人。
So when that reached the hands of the children of Israel,
当这十诫临到以色列百姓的手中,
that becomes law.
就成为他们的律法。
To God, it is testimony.
对神来讲是他的见证。
To the nation of Israel, it is law.
对以色列国来讲，这是他们的律法。If
they keep the law,
如果他们遵守这律法,
then they will be God's people.
他们就是神的百姓。If
they violated the law,
如果他们违背了律法,
they will be under God's chastisement.
他们就落在神的责罚里面。So
we find here the testimony of God and the vessel, the instrument of that testimony.
所以我们就看到神的见证跟在那里盛装这个见证的器皿。
Now this was most important in the Old Testament time.
这是在旧约时代里面最重要的。
Because the whole world did not know God.
因为全世界都不认识神。
Only the chosen people, the nation of Israel, they were supposed to be a nation belong to God.
只有这被拣选的族类,以色列这几个族类,他们能够认识神。
By keeping the law,
因着遵守律法,
they will testify to the whole world who God is.
他们就向全世界来见证神是谁。
What a testimony that should be.
这是何等
But unfortunately, we find the children of Israel, they fail to keep the law.
但是很可惜,我们看到以色列的百姓,他们失败了,没有遵行这律法。
And because they fail to keep the law,
因为他们不能守律法,
not only themselves will be chastised,
不单指他们个人要被管教,
but we find the nations fail to know the living God.
我们也发现万国也不认识这位永生的神。
Now when you come to the New Testament time,
当我们来到新约的时代,
we find that the testimony of God is now centered in the testimony of Jesus.
我们就看到神的见证现在集中在耶稣基督的见证上面。
Or we may say the testimony of God finds its fulfillment in the testimony of Jesus.
我们就看到神的见证在耶稣基督的见证上面得着成就。
What is the testimony of Jesus?
什么是 耶稣基督的见证?
A testimony is something that you personally experience.
见证是你个人可以经历的。
A testimony is something that you personally see or hear.
见证乃是你亲身看见、亲耳听见的。
A testimony cannot be second-hand.
见证不能够是二手的。
It cannot be just handed down.
不能够就是别人给你的。
It must be something that you yourself are present.
一定是你亲历其身的。
If something happened and you are there.
有一些事情发生，你在那里。
Now such testimony is powerful.
这样的见证是带着能力的。
And such testimony has power in the court.
这样的见证里面带着大能。
What is the testimony of Jesus?
耶稣基督的见证是什么？
As a matter of fact, the whole Bible is the testimony of Jesus.
实际上来说，整卷的圣经乃是耶稣基督的见证。
You remember, after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus,
你记得我们的主复活之后，
two disciples of his left Jerusalem on the way to Emmaus.
两个门徒离开耶路撒冷到以马忤斯去。
And as they were walking towards Emmaus, they were talking.
他们向着以马忤斯的路上，他们边走边谈。
They talked to each other.
他们彼此的来对话。
With sadness and sorrow.
带着忧愁，带着悲伤。
And suddenly a man came and joined them.
突然有一个人与他们同行。
And that man asked these two disciples,
那个人问这两个门徒,
What are you talking about?
你们在讲什么?
Why are you so sad?
为什么你们这么忧伤?
And these two men said, Now don't you know what happened in Jerusalem?
他说, 难道你不知道在耶路撒冷发生什么事吗?
Everybody should know that.
哦, 人人都应该晓得。
Jesus, whom we believe to be the Messiah,
耶稣，我们所相信的这位弥赛亚
，He was crucified，
被钉十字架了。
He was dead，
他死了。
And he was buried，
他也被埋葬了。
All their hopes were dashed，
他们所有的盼望都灭没了。
It was the end of their life，
这是他们。已经完全绝望了。
And that man said to them,
那个人对他们说
Oh, you foolish,
你们
slow in believing,
你们这愚拙小信的人。
Don't you know that the Messiah must first suffer and then be glorified?
难道你们不知道弥赛亚先要受苦才得荣耀吗？
And on the road, that man opened up the Old Testament to them.
在路上，那人把旧约向他们打开。
From the law,
从律法。
And the prophets,
先知。
He explained to them,
他向他们解释。
How all these law and prophets point to the Messiah.
这一切的律法与先知都是指着弥赛亚。
And that Messiah must suffer and glorify.
那弥赛亚必先受苦才得荣耀。
While they were listening to these words,
当他们听这些话的时候，
their hearts were warm.
他们的心就火热。
When they arrived at Emmaus,
当他们来到以马忤斯，
that man seemed to be going onward.
那个人就向前去了。
So they force him to stay back with them.
所以他就强留他下来。
It was in the evening.
那是在最后。
So they sat down and broke bread.
他们一起来薄饼。
And that man broke the bread.
那人薄了饼。
And gave to them.
给了他们。
And suddenly,Their eyes were open.
突然他们的眼睛明亮。
It was Jesus.
是耶稣。
Then Jesus disappeared.
然后耶稣就消失了。
And because they have seen him.
因着他们见到他。
They have the strength.To go back to Jerusalem.
他们就有力量回到耶路撒冷。
It is no longer the end.
那不再是掘墓。
It is the beginning of their lives.
那是他们生命的开始。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Every time when we break the bread,
每一次当我们擘饼的时候
，It is the desire of my heart.
这是我心里面的愿望。
That my eyes will open.
我的眼被开启
，and see it is He.
看到是他
，and it is He.
是他
，He is the one who break the bread.
他是擘饼的那一位
，He is the one who pass on the cup.
他是那位把杯递给我们的那一位
，and that should strengthen us.
这能够叫我们得能力
to return to the original.Purpose of God.
叫我们能够回到那起初神的旨意里面。
Then you remember in Luke chapter 24.
我们再看在路加二十四章的里面。
In that night.
在那一天的晚上。
The two men returned to Jerusalem.
当这两个人回到耶路撒冷。
And saw the other disciples.
看到其他的门徒们。
They were gathered there.
他们也在那里聚会。
And they said, the Lord has appeared to Peter.
他们说主向彼得显现。
And these two men began to tell them what happened.
这两个人就告诉他们他们的经历。
While they were fellowshipping,
当他们在一起交通的时候
,suddenly the Lord himself appeared.
哦主亲自的就站在他们当中。
And said, little children,
他说小子们啊
Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
They were amazed.
他们里面实在觉得惊吓。
It was too good.
哦这实在 是太美好了他们不敢信。
So our Lord said, do you have anything to eat?
主问他们说你们有吃的吗
?So gave him a piece of fish and a honeycomb.
所以就给他一片的烧鱼。给了他
And our Lord ate them.
我们的主接过来在他们面前吃了
To show that he is really resurrected.
显明他的确是复活了
And then our Lord Jesus
我们的主耶稣
opened the whole Old Testament to them.
把整卷的旧约向他们打开
From the law and the prophet and the song.
从律法从先知和诗篇上所记的
telling them all that must be fulfilled in him
只叫着他的话都必须在他里面应验
that he must suffer
他
and then be glorified
他必须先基督必须先受害然后得荣耀
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
What is the testimony of Jesus?
耶稣基督的见证是什么
?According to the Old Testament,
根据旧约
,the law, the prophets, and the songs,
律法先知与诗篇
,they all testify that Christ must suffer and then be in glory.
他们都在那里做见证说基督要先受害然后得荣耀。
Not only that,
不单只这样
but in the beginning of the New Testament,
在新约的开始
in the beginning of the dispensation of grace,
在这恩典的时代的开始
we find John the Baptist,
我们看到施洗约翰
he is the forerunner of Christ,
他是基督的先锋
and while he was preaching,
当他在那里传道的时候
He said, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
他说天国近了你们应当悔改。
Then he saw Jesus coming to be baptized.
他就看到耶稣在那里要受浸。
And our brother has already mentioned to us.
我们的弟兄已经跟我们提到。
Somehow John sensed in his spirit.
约翰在他的灵里面感觉到
that this man did not need to be baptized.
这个人他不需要受浸。
He had nothing to repent of.
他没有需要悔改的。
So he said to this man,
所以他就对这人说
I need to be baptized by you.
我要受你的浸。
Why do you come and to be baptized by me?
为什么你要我给你施浸？
You have no need to be baptized.
你不需要受浸。
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说
suffer it to be.
说但就要这样。
In order to fulfill all righteousness.
要尽诸般的义。
Because at this particular juncture,
因为在这一个关口
it is the will of God,
是神的旨意
that we must repent and be baptized.
我们要悔改受浸。
For the kingdom of the heavens is drawing near.
因为天国已经近了。
Our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣
at that time,
在那个时候
he took upon himself all our sins.
他背负我们一切的罪。
He offered himself as a substitute for us.
他替我们他成为我们的代替。
If ever there was a man,Baptized for another person, that is the Lord Jesus.
如果有一个人替别人受浸的，那位就是耶稣。
Now, if today people try to baptize for another person, it's useless.
今天如果一个人替别人受浸，那是没有用的。
But our Lord Jesus baptized in our stead.
我们的主耶稣是为了站在我们的地位上受浸。
And then we know, when our Lord Jesus came out from the water,
主从水里上来的时候
something happened.
有一件事情发生。
The Spirit of God, like a dove, descending upon him and abide in him.
神的灵像鸽子那样降在他的身上住在他的里面。
Not only our Lord Jesus saw it.
不单只我们的主看到。
John saw it too.
约翰也看到。
So he testified.
所以他做见证说
This is the Son of God.
这是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
John saw it personally.
约翰亲身的看见。
So he testified,
所以他做见证,
this is the Son of God.
这是神的儿子。
Then our Lord Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted.
圣灵就引领我们的主到旷野受试探。
While after he was tempted for 40 days,
当他受试探40天之后,
he came back in the power of the Holy Spirit.
他就回来带着圣灵的大能。
And he walked by. He walked by.
他在那里走过。
John the Baptist saw him.
约翰看到他。
So he cried out.
他在那里喊出说
Behold the Lamb of God.
看那神的羔羊。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
The next day.
第二天。
John the Baptist was with two disciples of his disciples.
约翰跟着他的两个门徒。
And Jesus was walking by.
耶稣在那里行过。
So again, John cried out.
约翰再在那里喊出
Behold the Lamb of God.
看那神的羔羊。
And his two disciples left him. And follow Jesus.
他两个门徒就离开了他去跟从了耶稣。
So John the Baptist is a witness to Jesus.
所以施洗约翰是耶稣基督的见证人。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
there is much more.
还有许多。
We find even the Heavenly Father, he testified of his own son.
我们在这里看到天父为他的儿子做见证。
According to the record of the Bible,
根据圣经里面的记载
,three times the heaven opened,
三次天开了。
And there is a voice coming from the Holy One.
哦，从上面有声音说
,This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
He is my delight.
他是我所喜悦的。
Hear him.
听他。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
What a testimony given to our Lord Jesus.
这是给我们主做的何等的见证。
And even that.
不单止这样。
Our Lord Jesus once was questioned by the people.
我们的主有一次被人来询问。
That was recorded in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音的里面。
Our Lord Jesus said, I'm the light. Of the world.
我们的主说我是世上的光。
And the Pharisee says,
法利赛人说
You are testifying of yourself.
你是为自己做见证吗？
Therefore, your testifying is not true.
所以你的见证不是真的。
Our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说
Oh, that is in John 8.
是在约翰福音第八章的里面。
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说
Even if I testify of myself,
就算我是为我自己做见证
My witness, my testimony is true.
我的见证乃是真的。
Why?
为什么？
Because I know where I come from and I know where I'm going.Where I'm going.
我知道我从哪里来往哪里去。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if we testify of ourselves,
如果我们为自己做见证,
that is not true.
那不是真的。
Because we do not know ourselves.
因为我们不认识我们自己。
But our Lord Jesus is different.
但我们的主是不一样。
He knows where he comes from.
他知道他从哪里来。
He comes from above.
他从上面来。
He comes from the Father.
他从父那里来。
He is God.
他是神。
And he knows where he's going.
他知道他往哪里去。
He is going back to his Father.
他要回到他父亲那里去。
By way of the cross.
要经过十字架。
Because he knows himself.
因为他知认识他自己。
Therefore, his testimony is trustworthy.
所以他的见证乃是可信的。
And what?Does he say of himself?
他如何的说他自己是呢?
In Revelation chapter 1,
在启示录第一章的里面,
When John saw that vision on the island of Patmos,
当约翰看到拔摩海岛的异象的时候,
It was so majestic.
那实在是那样的威严
，It was so powerful.
那样的蛮有大能。
He fell down as dead.
他扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，John the apostle is the one who knows Jesus most intimately.
使徒约翰乃是最认识。耶稣与耶稣最亲密的那一位。
Among the apostles, he is the first one who followed the Lord.
在所有的使徒们当中，他是头一位跟从主的。
He and Andrew are the first two.
他跟安德烈是最先跟从主的。
And he was so close to our Lord Jesus.
他与我们的主是那样的亲密。
He is the one whom Jesus loved.
他是耶稣所爱的。
And during the Last Supper, he leaned upon the breast of our Lord Jesus.
在最后的晚餐，他是躺在耶稣的胸怀里。
He knew the Lord more than anybody else.
他是最认识耶稣的那一位。
But when he saw the glory of the Lord,
当他看到主的荣耀
he fell as one dead.
他扑倒。像死了一样。
You know of all the apostles of our Lord Jesus.
你知道主耶稣所有的使徒们。
Only John saw our Lord's death on the cross.
只有约翰看到我们的主在十字架上被钉死。
He was at the foot of the cross.
他是在十字架的脚前。
And he could see so clearly.
他看得那么清楚。
that he could even see the blood and the water coming out with the spear.
他可以看到水跟血从枪上那里出来。
He knew Jesus crucified.
他认识耶稣钉十字架。
But on the island of Patmos,
在巴摩的海岛上,
when he saw the risen Christ,
当他看到这位升天的基督,
when he saw Christ in glory,
他看到基督在荣耀里,
when he saw Christ as the great high priest in heaven,
他看到基督是在天上的大祭司,
that was something he had never seen before.
这是他从来没有见过的。
And he was full of fear.
他里面实在是, 非常的战惊。
He fell as dead.
他扑倒像死了一样。
And our Lord laid his hand on him.
我们的主按手在他上面。
And said, fear not.
不要惧怕。
Then the Lord gave his own testimony.
然后主在那里为自己做见证。
Who am I?
我是谁?
I'm the first and the last.
我是首先的, 我是末后的。
He is the beginning and he is the end.
他是始, 他是终。
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
他是阿拉佛, 他是Omega。
Everything comes out of him.
一切都是从他来的。
And everything will return to him.
一切都要归回给他。
He is God.
他是神。
He is God's only begotten Son.
他是神那 独一的儿子,
but our Lord said,
我们的主说,
I am the living one.
我是那存活的。
He is the source of life.
他是生命的源头。
He is eternal life.
他是永生。
And yet, he said, I became dead.
他说我曾死过。
He came into this world.
他来到这个地上,
to be crucified,
被钉十字架,
to die,
受死,
and buried,
埋葬,
for our sake,
为了我们的缘故。
But that's not the end.
这不是结局,
because he is risen,
因为他从死里复活,
overcoming death,
胜过了死亡,
overcoming the one who has the power of death,
胜过了掌死权的,
overcoming everything,
胜过了一切,
and he lives forevermore.
他就活到永永远远。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
and he said,
然后他说,
I hold the keys of death and Hades.
我拿着死亡跟阴间的钥匙。
That is the testimony of Jesus.
这是耶稣的见证。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
let us be very clear.
我们要非常的清楚,
what is the testimony of Jesus?
耶稣基督的见证是什么?
The testimony of Jesus is Christ crucified and glorified.
耶稣基督的见证乃是基督钉十字架复活得荣耀。
And this testimony is entrusted to the church.
这一个见证是托付给教会。
The church is to bear the testimony of Jesus.
教会是为了耶稣基督做见证。
To tell the world that Christ crucified.
去告诉世人基督钉十字架。
And to tell the world that Christ glorified.
也告诉世人基督得荣耀。
Thank God.
感谢神。
In the days of the apostles,
在使徒时代,
that's the way they bear the testimony of Jesus.
这是他们为耶稣做见证。
We remember when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost.
我们记得当彼得在五旬节那天站起来说,
and he gave the first gospel message.
他就在那里做了第一次的福音的信息。
And if you read carefully,
如果你仔细来读,
you find what he said about the Lord Jesus.
你就发现他传讲主耶稣基督的时候,
Christ crucified and glorified.
基督钉十字架又得荣耀。
Jesus whom you crucified.
你们所钉十字架的基督。
God has raised him up.
神叫他从死里复活。
And he is anointed.
他被高。
As Christ and Lord.
被高是主是基督。
That is bearing the testimony of Jesus.
这是为耶稣基督做见证。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
This testimony of Jesus is entrusted to the church.
耶稣基督的见证是托付了给教会。
But as we mentioned before,
我们以前曾经提到
To bear testimony needs personal experience.
做见证需要有亲身的经历。
If the church is to bear the testimony of Jesus,
如果教会要为耶稣基督做见证
not only they should know the fact,
他们不单只要知道那些事实
but that fact must have affected Their lives.
那些的那个事实一定要影响到他们的生命。
So, the testifier and the testimony will become one.
所以那个见证人跟见证才能够合一。
If we bear testimony of something happened,
如果我们为一些事情做见证
and these things did happen,
这些事情的确是发生过。
These things are very real, very true.
这些事情的确是真实的。
But if, when it happened, we were not there.
但当它发生的时候，我们不在。
We knew about it because it was told to us.
我们知道关于这个见证是因为别人告诉我们。
And if we go to the court and bear testimony,
如果我们去法庭这样做见证的话
we areA very weak witness.
那我们实在是一个非常是非常微弱的见证。
The court will not accept it.
这个法庭不会接纳我们的见证。
That does not change the fact.
因为那个不能改变这个事实。
But that fact cannot be established.
但是那个事实不能够被立定。
By that.Witness.
不能因为这个见证人而确定那个事实。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
if we want to bear the testimony of Jesus,
如果我们要为耶稣基督做见证
something must be done personally, deeply in us.
一定要我们亲身深刻的在我们里面有经历。
We can even say, we are there.
我们甚至可以说我死过
We experience it
我经历了
The cross of Christ is something that we have experienced
基督的十字架是我们所经历过的
It has worked in our lives
在我们的生命里面是这样做工
The glory of our Lord is something that we personally experience
这荣耀是我们个人所经历过的
Because His gloryHas touched us.
因为他的荣耀摸着我。
And we have been glorified.
我们也得了荣耀。
Then our testimony will be powerful.
那我们的见证才带着大能。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the Apostle Paul,
使徒保罗
in 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
在哥林多前书第二章那里
he said,
他说
I come to announce the testimony of God.
我在这里要对你们宣讲神的见证。
He came to Corinth to announce the testimony of God, which is the testimony of Jesus.
他来到哥林多要宣扬神的见证，就是耶稣基督的见证。
Not in persuasive words.
他不用 说服力的高言大智。
Not with human wisdom.
不用人的智慧。
He was determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因为他定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Because this is the very essence of the testimony of Jesus.
因为这是耶稣基督见证的最重要因素元素。
And then in 2 Corinthians,
在哥林多后书的里面
，in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
在哥林多后书第四章的里面
，verse 5,
第五节
，He said, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, Lord, and ourselves your bondmen for Jesus' sake."
他说我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主。并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
Paul did not come to Corinth to preach himself.
保罗来到哥林多不是传自己。
He came to Corinth to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
他来到哥林多是为了传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And then in 2 Corinthians he said,
所以在哥林多后书他说
We do not preach ourselves.
我们不是传自己。
There is nothing to say about ourselves.
我们对于自己，我们没有什么好说的。
All we preach is Jesus Christ, Lord.
我们所传的乃是耶稣基督是主。
He is Lord.
他是主。
He is glorified.
他得荣耀。
Because when he ascended above high,
因为当他升为至高
，God has glorified him.
神叫他得荣耀。
God has given him a name. That is above every name.
神给他一个名是超乎万名之上的名。
And in that name,
在那个名里面
every knee shall bow.
万膝要跪拜。
Every tongue must confess.
万口要承认
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
To the glory of God.
叫神得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is the testimony of Jesus.
这是耶稣基督的见证。
Christ,Crucified and glorified.
耶稣基督钉十字架得荣耀。
But in order to bear that testimony,
要为了这个做见证
he said,
他说
verse 3 of chapter 2, verse Corinthians,
民前二章第三节第二节那里说
第三节。
第三节
And I was with you in weakness and in fear,And in trembling, much trembling. And my word, and my preaching, not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
我在你们那里又软弱，又惧怕，又甚战惊。我说的话，讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
Paul, in announcing the testimony of Jesus,
保罗在这里宣扬耶稣基督的见证。
He said, "I'm in weakness."
他说我又软弱。
In fear,
又惧怕。
And in much trembling,
又甚战惊。
Now some people say, "Now this is because of his physical condition."
有人说这可能是他身体的光景。
Because Paul, he traveled in the province, Roman province of Galatia.
因为保罗在罗马加拉太省在那里来巡游。
And he traveled in places where malaria was very, very common.
因为他在那个地方呢，这个痢疾。这个疾病呢是非常普遍，疟疾。
And most likely Paul got malaria.
可能呢，这个保罗呢得了疟疾。
Now, if you had malaria, you find it weakens your constitution.
如果你真是有疟疾的话，你就浑身发软。
And if malaria should strike.You begin to tremble.
如果这个疟疾在那里发作的时候呢，你浑身发抖。
And because of malaria, Paul lost his good eyesight.
因为疟疾呢，他就眼睛看不清楚。
So people say, now that's malaria.
啊，他说一定是他得了疟疾。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，we believe there is something deeper.
我们相信那里有更深的意思。
There is a spiritual reality there.
你们在那里有一些属灵的实际。
I am in weakness.
我又软弱。
A thorn,
有一根刺
is in my body.
在我的身上。
That thorn,
那根刺
is a stake,
是一个棍子一样。
A stake,
是一个梁木那样。
In my body,
在我的身上。
It make me weak,
叫我软弱。
But when I'm weak,
但当我软弱的时候
，then I'm strong,
我就刚强。
Because His power is perfected in my weakness,
因为他的大能在我的软弱上显为完全。
He said, "I'm in fear."
他说我又战惊。
Whom was he afraid of?
他怕谁呢
？Saul, the Pharisees, was a brave person.
这个法利赛人扫罗，他是一个勇敢的人。
He was not afraid of anything.
他不怕任何的事情。
People were afraid of him.
别人怕他。
But he said, "I'm in fear."
他说我战惊。
He was not afraid of Roman Empire.
他对罗马帝国并不惧怕。
He was not afraid of the scribes and Pharisees.
他对文士法利赛人更不惧怕。
He was afraid of himself.
他是怕他自己。
He was afraid he himself might come forth.
他怕他自己出来。
And he trembled at the word of God.
所以他战惊在神话的跟前。
We know in Isaiah,
我们知道在以赛亚书里面
，The heavens and the heavens cannot contain our God.
天跟天外的天都不能让神居住。
Heaven is his throne.
天是他的座位。
The earth is his footstool.
地是他的脚凳。
But he dwells with those.Who are of a contrite heart and tremble at God's word.
他是愿意住在因着神的话而战惊恐惧的人的心中。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
do we tremble at the word of God?
我们有没有对着神的话而战惊？
We are too brave with God's word.
我们对于神的话太勇敢了。
We need to tremble.As his word.
我们需要向着他的话来战惊。
It shows that the cross has worked into his very being.
我们看到十字架是在他的里面在做工。
The messenger of the cross knows what cross is.
传十字架信息的人，他认识十字架。
And because of this,
因着这样
His testimony is powerful.
他的见证是蛮有大能的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
The Apostle John the same way.
使徒约翰也是这样。
He was in the island of Patmos.
他在巴摩的海岛上。
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
为了神的道跟耶稣基督的见证。
Thank God we have the testimony of Jesus.
感谢神，我们有耶稣基督的见证。
And this testimony has been entrusted to the church.
这个见证就托付了给教会。
But how much has the church fulfilled in that trust?
但教会实在有没有完成这个托付
？You remember towards the end of the first century.
你记得当第一世纪末了的时候
，That was when John saw the vision on the island of Patmos.
也就是约翰看到拔摩海岛的异象的时候。
And the Lord told John, write to the seven churches in Asia.
主就告诉约翰给亚细亚的七个教会写书信。
And when you read these seven letters,
当你读这七封信的时候
you find at the beginning of each letter,
你又发现在这封信的每一个的开头
the Lord will give a description, a part of the description of the vision in the first chapter.
主就把第一章里面的意象的一部分形容在每封书信的开头。
There in the vision, he showed people who he is and what he is.
在那个意象的里面，他启示出他是谁，他是怎样的一位。
And so in every letter, it is headed by a part of that vision.
所以在每一封书信一开头都有这意象的一部分。
The reason is, no one local assembly is able to bear that full testimony of Jesus.
因为没有任何一个地方的聚会能够彰显出见证的传播。
We need all the churches to join together to bear that testimony.
我们需要所有的聚会能够在一起参与这个见证。
So, what is it that our Lord Jesus was looking for in these seven churches?
我们的主在这七个教会的里面他要得到什么？
These seven churches are seven lampstands before God.
这七个教会乃是在神面前的七个灯台。
They have been entrusted with the testimony of Jesus.
他们已经受了耶稣基督见证的托付。
How effective were their testimonies?
他们的见证是不是那样的有功效？
Our Lord Jesus as the high priest to the church.
我们的主是教会的大祭司。
And there he was there watching.
他在那里看他们。
And there he was there trying to find himself in them.
在这七个教会当中去寻找他自己。
He was not looking for their labor.
他不是在那里要得到他们的劳苦。
He was not looking for their work.
他也不是在那里看他们的工作。
He was not looking for their knowledge.
他也不是在那里看他们有什么知识。
Nor even their discernment.
或者他们有什么分辨的能力。
Or their good deeds.
或者他们的好行为。
Even their suffering.
也不是看他们的所受的苦。
He was not looking for these things.
他不是在那里寻找这些。
He was looking for himself in these churches.
他在这些教会的里面，他要寻找到他自己。
Can he find what he has revealed and entrusted to them?
他有没有找到他托付给他们、启示给他们的他自己？
Nothing can satisfy him.
没有别的能够满足我们的主。
Except himself.
除非是他自己。
Because these churches are entrusted with the testimony of Jesus.
因为这些的教会他们得到了耶稣基督见证的委托。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we find of the seven churches,
我们在这七个教会的里面,
most of them have failed in their testimony.
大部分他们都在他们所要做的见证上失败。
And because of this,
因着这样的原因,
at the end of each letter,
所以在每一封书信的末了,
there is the word.
有这样的话,
He who has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳的就应当听
圣灵向众教会所说的话。
He who overcomes.
得胜的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
so far as the church in general is concerned,
从整体上来说到教会,
even towards the end of the first century,
就算在第一世代的末了那一段时候,
the church had failed in the testimony of Jesus.
教会在为耶稣基督做见证的上层已经失败了。
But thank God, God never fails.
感谢神，熊永远不失败。
So out of this general declension,
所以在这个一般的这些的可怜的光景的下面,
the general failure,
在这一般的失败的光景的里面,
His testimony cannot fail.
他的见证不会失败。
It has to be bad.
一定要带出他的见证。
So he is calling.For overcomers.
所以他在那里呼召得胜者。
Overcomers in the church.
在教会里面的得胜者。
Overcomers are not super Christians.
得胜者不是那些超级基督徒。
Overcomers are normal Christians.
得胜者乃是正常的基督徒。
Those who are faithful to what they are entrusted with.
那些向着神托付给他们忠心的人。
To those who entrust more, more is required.
神托付给谁多，神就向谁要求多。
But they are faithful to what the Lord has revealed to them.
他们要忠于神向他们显现的。
And those who overcome,
得胜的。
That is overcome the declension.
就是得胜。胜过这些的下沉。
Overcome the failure to the testimony.
胜过在见证上的失败。
Faithful to what God, what our Lord has shown to them.
忠于神给他们看见的。
Faithful to Christ crucified and glorified.
忠于耶稣基督钉十字架得荣耀。
Then they will be rewarded.In the kingdom.
他们在国度的里面就受奖赏。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how about today?
今天我们要怎么样呢?
We mentioned again and again,
我们一再的说到,
when the body of Christ, the church, is fully grown,
当教会基督的身体长大成人的时候,
Then our Lord Jesus will come back and claim His bride.
我们的主要回来娶他的心腹。
But as we look at the church today,
但是我们看看今天教会的光景。
It seems it is farther and farther away.
好像偏离的越来越远。
If that is the case,
如果是这样的情况,
Will our Lord Jesus delay and delay forever?
那我们的主就一再永远的迟延吗?
How can God's purpose be fulfilled?
神的旨意怎么能够完成呢?
In the overcomers.
是在得胜者当中。
They overcome the accuser.
得胜他们胜过那控告他们的。
Because of the blood of the Lamb.
因着羔羊的血。
Not because they are better than anybody else.
不是他们比别人好。
They have their failures.
他们也有失败。
But they know the blood of the Lamb.
因为他们认识羔羊的血。
They know the cleansing of the precious blood.
他们知道宝血能够洁净他们。
They overcome because of the word of their testimony.
他们得胜是因为他们所见证的道。
In other words,
换句话说,
when they testify, it is true.
当他们做见证的时候, 那见证是真的。
When they testify that Christ crucified,
当他们做见证基督钉十字架,
they know what cross means.
他们知道十字架的意义。
Because it has worked in their life.
因为十字架在他们的生活生命里面工作过。
When they say Jesus is Lord.
当他们说耶稣是主。
They know what it means.
他们知道 这是什么意义？
Because they were under the lordship of Christ.
因为他们实在是让耶稣基督做主。
And their word is powerful.
所以他们的见证是带着能力。
And they love not their soul life even unto death.
他们以至于死都不爱惜他们自己的魂生命。
They are willing to lay down themselves.
他们愿意舍己。
If they are not dead martyrs, they are living martyrs.
如果他们不是一个牺牲过的殉道者，他们是一个活着的殉道者。
They follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes.
无论羔羊往哪里去，他们都跟从。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when that is completed,
当是那样的成就，
God will take it as for the whole church.
神就为了教会而娶他们。
So what a responsibility we are entrusted with.
今天我们是受了何等的责任性的托付。
We cannot afford to be careless.
我们实在不能大意。
It is time for us to wake up.
我们现在要醒过来。
Thank God that He has faith in us.
感谢神，他信任我们。
That He is willing to entrust the testimony of Jesus to us.
他愿意把耶稣基督的见证托付给我们。
Can we fail Him?
我们能够让他失望吗？
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
求主怜悯我们。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣，
Thou hast entrusted us Thyself.
你把你自己给了我们。
Thou hast entrusted the cross and the glory to us.
你把十字架跟荣耀也交付给我们。
We pray that we may know thy suffering and know thy glory.
我们祈求叫我们能够认识十字架的受苦与得荣耀。
That we may be faithful witness to thee.
叫我们能够忠心向着你。
Make us a people who not only wait for thee, but hasten thy return.
叫我们成为不单是一些等候你来的人，叫我们成为一群催促你回来的人。
Not only in our prayer, but in our lives, we are waiting for thee.
不单在我们的祷告里面，我们这样等候你，在我们生活里面也做一个等候主回来的人。
As we return to our various places,
当我们回到我们自己不同的地方去的时候，
May we be faithful witnesses.
叫我们是成为一个你忠心的见证人。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.